Hello and welcome back to another podcast here at the Center for Coaching Certification. Today, Kathy Liska is here to engage everyone and discuss challenges that come up as a coach. At the end of the podcast, please follow our link and leave feedback. Let's listen in.
As we continue this podcast series, I've really been thinking about, okay, what's the direction to go? What is really going to benefit people the most? And also keep it fun and interesting and engaging. So I'm thinking, and I really do want input from all of you, is that we move into discussing different challenges that come up for us as coaches. And what are those challenges and how do we address them? So one thing I did is I went back and I looked at blogs I had written in the past and had gotten feedback on that people liked. And so we're going to dive into some of the information from a blog series that I ran. One of the challenges that came up and has actually been discussed in the ethics community of practice at the International Coaching Federation is when you have a coach and a client with different belief systems. So in this specific example, what we're going to do is talk about a coach who is working with a client. We've been working together for 6 months, and the focus has been on the client's business. Then the client wants to discuss a challenge they're having with their same-sex partner. And the coach is religious and feels like, okay, I can't be effective because I have a problem with the same sex. Now, the coach has completed their coach training, is a member of the ICF, and is accountable to the Code of Ethics. So what are the possible responses this coach can have? The coach can inform the client of their religious beliefs and let the client choose whether or not to continue. The coach can inform the client they have a personal conflict and remove themselves. The coach can determine to give the client their best as a coach, regardless of their own religious beliefs. The coach can work on their own religious beliefs to be open to everyone. The coach can ask the client to support them in being open and accepting. The coach can share the conflict and their desire to be open and ask the client how they want to handle it. And of course, there's many, many more answers. In our code of ethics, it does tell us we are to refrain from unlawful discrimination. So we've really got to be cognizant of this. It is our responsibility as coaches to honor the client who they are, to be respectful of them, and to serve them well. The Code of Ethics also talks about recognizing any of our personal issues that might interfere with our effectiveness as a coach. So it goes into this question that was posted on ICF's website about how can I better understand what determines discrimination when coaching clients? Well, the response there talks about state, provincial, or national law. This brings us to the real question. How do you think this type of scenario is best handled? And it's a challenging one because on the one hand, we want to honor and respect religious beliefs. On the other hand, we want to honor and respect the client and who they are and truly be open and accepting. Diversity and inclusion is obviously a hot topic right now, and it's incredibly important as a topic because when you think about what different people have dealt with and read the information and study it, it's things have happened that are just not acceptable. And it is wrong for someone to be treated differently because of their religious beliefs or sexual orientation, their race, their disability, their age, their gender, or whatever other issue it is. It is absolutely essential that we as coaches really evaluate, okay, what does it mean to be open and accepting of everyone? And as a coach, we want to be aware of, okay, we're all human. We all have biases. What are they? And how do we manage those and address those and take care of those? I also think whatever your religious beliefs, really evaluate, what does it tell you? Does it tell you to discriminate, or does it tell you to be open and accepting? If you think about society and the values in the world around us, what do we want it to be? Do we want to have discrimination, or do we want to truly be open and accepting of everyone? It is key that we as coaches, as professionals, really do demonstrate that openness, that acceptance, that we honor and respect others, whoever they are. And so in this kind of a scenario, as a coach, really self-evaluate. Okay, am I really open? Am I accepting? How am I doing that? How am I supporting this person? How am I effectively serving my clients? And if there is a belief or a bias that is absolutely going to get in your way, make that known upfront before you start coaching with a client. Put it out on your website. This is where I focus. This is the belief system, et cetera, so that the client knows on the front end. Because if they've been working for a coach for 6 months and now can't work with that coach that they developed that trust with, what does that tell them about coaching or coaches in general? And what's that experience going to mean to them if the coach can't serve them? It is so important that we as coaches truly serve our clients. So if there is something that's going to get in the way you communicate who you are as a coach and what you offer as a coach has to make it clear that this is where you are and who you are. And that way you prevent this kind of situation from happening in the first place. Now, of course, ideally, we truly are open and accepting, and we truly can serve everyone. And does this kind of thing come up? I've been surprised. I had a client that I was working with, loved the client. It was a great relationship, accomplishing all kinds of things. And then the client had something going on that I was like, whoa, that's a totally different belief system. I hadn't even thought about it. And I had to really sit and check with myself and say, okay, am I going to be okay with this? And I can sit there and say, okay, you know what? Not my belief system. It is their belief system. I'm going to accept that. I'm going to honor that. I'm going to respect that. And it is my job to set my biases, my beliefs aside and keep them from interfering with how I serve that client. And I still periodically work with that client. And it's because I've learned over time that I've really got to check myself and check my biases at the door and be there to serve the client, whatever it is they want to work on. As we all do that as coaches, think of the impact that has in the world around us. We have the opportunity to serve everybody, to increase access to coaching, to increase the impact and the benefit of coaching for so many people.
If you would like to find out more about coaching or coaching certification, check us out at www.coachcert.com.